Okay, well,
welcome to 2022.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, well, first of all, you know, I would say mention it to your parents first. You know, talk to them about what was said in class. This can be teaching time for the teacher. You know, I once had a teacher in my high school go off and explain what she believed Christians do, but it wasn't true. And then she asked me for clarification because she knew I was a Christian. In the middle of class, she asked me, so is that right? And I calmly said, no.
But that was at least good for her that she even asked you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so now, obviously, she was a little bit shocked when I said no.
she was looking for an easy yes.
Yeah. She quickly dismissed the class because it was time to go. But yeah,
everyone leave.
Yeah. She did ask me to stay back.
Oh, boy.
And explain, you know, what she tried to explain to the class. And I said, so this is what really the teaching's all about. And she's like, oh.
Yeah.
And she never mentioned Christianity in class again. Now, sometimes we do need to correct on the spot, but we do so in love and respect. After all, they don't know. They're just guessing, right? When it comes to teaching something against God's word, depending on the situation, it may be time to raise a hand and object, or maybe an approach to, you know, approach a teacher after class. Again, both in love and in respect and not in condemnation. Because remember, 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that, you know, we could have all the answers. We could be the best Christian. We could be wise and all this. But if we don't have love, we come off as a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And, you know, we don't want to be that. You know, we share the truth. We never back away from it. But we share it in love.
Well, and it's such an interesting thing, too, because I think that whenever this happens, like, the tendency is either to say nothing and feel awkward or to get super bold and feel like you need to be the poster child for, you know, standing up for your beliefs, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes what happens with that, okay, like, let's play the scenario out. So, like, you're in class and a teacher says something. What are you gonna do? Stand up and yell, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's obviously going to put the teacher right away, just human psychology, on the defensive. And then what's going to happen there? So it is important to maybe talk about, like, it's a tough situation, probably case by case, but I, like, you got to be careful when you're calling out people in the middle of class. Like, if they have the invitation, yeah, and maybe even go to them afterwards, like you said, Pastor Andrew, but I just see how that could turn into kind of a situation, because I know someone from a youth group that actually attends my my wife's youth group, who the teacher said something, and then it was completely incorrect, so she politely said something in response to that in class and then got sent to the office for saying something like in response. And I'm like, whoa.
That seems a little out of line. If, you know, if it's in response and you said it politely,
I know,
you know, you weren't disrespecting the teacher. What happened to conversation?
Well, that is a huge discussion for, like, holy smokes. You could spend a full month straight talking about that.
Yeah.
You know,